is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was so happy to get my AstraZeneca vaccination on Friday. I got my first, I call it jerk, in June, but I could never get the second shot until Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, you could see that I have something that shows wherever I go that I do have the vaccination. On Saturday afternoon, I had the opportunity of attending the Nassau Music Society Sweet Sounds of Sax at the Bahama Gallery and Arts Center. It was most enjoyable. The son of Nehemiah Hill sang a great song. Now, the commissioner of police was there, and each of the artists were police. And that's one of the reasons that the commissioner was there. They are all police. Shout outs go to Paul Wong of Wong's Rubber Stamp and Printing. And as I indicated, you see that I have the card. Paul does listen to the show. And Paul, I'm sure you are listening now. Shout out also goes to Diana Ferreira and her family. She just got a Bachelor's of Law from the University of the West Indies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. Welcome to the track world on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are on our way to our 500th episode of Track World. Welcome to those persons who are watching and listening on several different platforms. My co-host Philippa Arnett was unable to come this evening, so she apologizes for that. But we're going to have a great show. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, AFD Management Services, Freeman DeVoe is the CEO on Pairdale, and their business is oil and energy. And then we're talking about Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates, insurance brokers. Well, I've been a financial services representative of Killeen Insurance for more than 40 years. My daughter, Alexis, is my business partner. We are the A-team, and the first A is for Alpheus, and the second A is for Alexis Hannah. And I said, she is, how do I call it? She is my business partner. Now, Kalina has health insurance. We have Kalina General and mortgages. And I can be reached at 432-9961 and Alexis Hannah at 467-0372. And we continue. Our guests this evening should be two very interesting persons. And one of them is, my guest, who just walked in to make sure that I didn't talk too much, is Charles Morse and Fletcher Lewis. Could you just say a couple of things about them, please?
I'm the guest that just walked in. My name is Stanley Mitchell, not Charles Morse or Fletcher Lewis.
I know.
Fletcher, I remember way back, he must be old as us, Hawk, from the 76 Olympics.
He's in the class of 71 of St. Augustine.
Okay.
So we're 6 years before that.
Yeah, but, you know, he's been around. And the first man to make it to a finals of an Olympic Games track and field in the field events. Mm-hmm. Very special fella. Basketball player also.
Everything.
Everything. He was a sock man, eh?
Yes, yes. good man.
A good sock man.
Yes, yes.
And the other gentleman, actually, I met him the other day in Florida. And his wife is a very good friend of a friend of mine, and we ended up going out together. And I say, Charles, I don't remember you. I say, I know Dr. Roop, I know Adlai, and I remember where you been all these years. He says, well, at a very young age, he moved to Grand Bahama, and you know he has some famous cousins down there.
Well, of course.
He's a DeGregory, Nita and Candy and those his family. So he and Dr. Roop actually moved to that end of the Bahamas. But we went out and had a good time. We liked the same kind of music. He's a little bit younger than me, but you know, it was good to be out with someone who appreciated. And we talked sports the whole night, the people were a little upset with us.
I was gonna ask.
But what can I tell you? And then I saw the other day, he sent me somewhere, he was just honored. I think you got it too.
Yeah. That's how that
by
started.
By his alma mater,
50 years.
So here we are.
So Ali, are you able to connect?
Who you have up first? Charles or Fletcher? Yes.
So we're going to start with Charles first, because Charles has less to say, but he could...
And he could tell us about what just happened with him.
Well, of course, that's the point.
And some of the background, because, you know, his brother Adlai is a famous softball champion man, played on national teams,
so
many
what?
Of them.
Guess what?
Hey.
His daughter
is the person in charge here for this.
Yeah?
Yes. She went to school in Georgia.
Okay.
She was at the university, went to school in Georgia, and then came back and is right here.
Wow.
Yes.
Small world.
I'd lie. Yes, I'd lie.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sure she must have gone to synagogue.
Why not?
Good Catholic. Good Catholic. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening, all.
How you doing today?
I am great, and yourself?
Oh, man, I am trying. And I have this young man here, Stanley Mitchell. Talk to him a bit, Stanley.
Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Stanley, I'm well, and yourself, my brother?
I was just telling Hawk how we met up the other day for the first time, remembering you and how we went out and we talked sports the whole night and listened to some good music.
Yes, very, very good.
And there was the missing Moss that I knew hardly anything about.
Right.
The Gregory fellow who went down to his people in Grand Bahama.
But one of the things that we're talking about, tell us about your time and your honoring in Minnesota and the competition between you and I. 1 centimeter.
Yes, 1 centimeter.
Well, who beat who?
the records would show that you edged me by a
centimeter.
Well, Charles, that means you ain't no good, because Hawk never could have jumped.
Oh, Lord.
Like, he will tell you he was an Olympic, what do you call yourself? Olympic hopeful.
Charles.
Wannabe. Yeah.
Charles, you were, where were you in Minnesota?
I went to St. Thomas to do it was an option coming from Augustine's. It was either going St. John's to do Notre Dame to continue the program, staying in Minnesota and doing my degree at the University of Minnesota. The option was going to St. Thomas or St. John's and then continuing to one of the major universities that had the program.
So Charles, Martin Lundy and I, when the last meet that we had, the St. Paul Pioneer Press wrote something that, thank God, me and Martin ain't gonna be there no more. But guess what? Somebody Rudy at St. John's, he was the one who broke my record. And then now, the young fellas are jumping.
Which Rudy?
Rudy Sawyer.
Oh, Rudy
Sawyer. Rudy Sawyer. Yeah, yeah. So that was something else. But
well, I'll tell you, Rudy and I, after you left, I guess Rudy came to the Northwest Open. I won the event. Rudy came fifth, and then we went on to Drake Relays. A couple months later, the outdoor season, Rudy again was present, and so Rudy and I met up a couple of times after you left. But Martin had the record in the MIC, which was the conference that St. Thomas and St. John's was in. And Martin had the record in the triple jump the year before you and I met at McAllister.
Okay.
And I was leading all through the event. And your last jump, you edged me by a quarter of an inch. I have the article from the Pioneer Press.
I was sure to you.
And it showed that you were first, I was second, Martin was third, Charlie Stewart was fourth.
Yeah.
Martin was fifth. We dominated the entire podium, and we got all the points between St. John's and St. Thomas. And that was my last year at the MIAC, and then I moved to the NC2A.
Mm-hmm.
And moved to the big time. and you were quite familiar with Coach Roy Griek.
Very much so.
Who was one of the Olympic coaches for
University of Minnesota.
Yeah, and he was very impressed when he saw that I won the Northwest Open. And he said he might as well put me on his track squad to do the jumps because nobody else was up there in the ranks that we were. So I transferred in 70, and I had the stadium record, the fieldhouse record, the varsity record for 22 years.
Boy.
I had an injury in my last year, and I was getting cortisone shots, Stanley.
Yeah.
In my right ankle, and I call it a horse needle. And I was leading the Big Ten outdoor meet in Champaign, Illinois, and rain came. And so we had to, and it wasn't only rain because of the rain, the event would continue, but with lightning, they had to postpone and put it off for a couple hours. So I got pulled, my ankle got out of shape, and I ended up fifth in the Big Ten that year. But I was leading, Stirrup ran a couple articles where I was leading the Big Ten for many months in the triple jump. So that's my story. 50 years later, they invited me back for the Letterman pin for 50 years. And I went up the 50-year celebration last month.
Tonight when I get home, I will call you and tell you about my situation, which is so similar to yours when you get your heel or whatever it is busted. Let's talk about Fletcher. Stanley?
Right.
He's not coming on?
He's coming on.
He's not Fletcher went to the University of Florida in the long jump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had the Bahamas record, the university record there, and Fletcher went on to the Olympics in 1970.
So we're not
going to Montreal.
We're not going to be able to hear Fletcher.
Well, I don't know. I tried to call the number, and I sent it to you. Did you be able to get
him? I sent him the number.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Fletcher went on to go in the finals. He was in the finals of the Olympics in Montreal.
Yep.
And he came sixth overall, the sixth best long jumper in the world.
That's the way we like to say it.
Yeah. So, and then later on, Fletcher, when he came back to Grand Bahama, Fletcher and I, to keep in shape, we played on a couple basketball teams together. And we challenged NASA a couple times. We lost to Brett Scougars 1 year, and then we lost the Colonels the other year. And that was it. I hung up my tennis. I'm walking the beach these days, keeping in some semblance of shape.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how was the celebration in Minnesota for you?
Oh, it was very well. I mean, the stadium is still there. The field house is still there. But I enjoyed going back and taking my wife and touring the campus. And we had a nice celebration, a nice luncheon.
Good.
They turned out the red carpet for us in the stadium. And we had a nice fellowship. In fact, three of the other guys who was on the track team with me came to the celebration as well. A number of the guys, three of them, became Olympians for the U.S. track and field team.
Wow.
Two high jumpers. One high jumper and one 3-miler. In fact, Gary Bjorklund was beating Prefontaine in a number of races that they went to.
And he is out of the University of Minnesota?
Yeah, Gary Bjorklund. And Gary Well, everyone knows Prefontaine. Prefontaine is the one that had the track meet. In fact, the stadium out in California is named after him and the event.
Right.
The Prefontaine Classic. In fact, they had one of the Diamond Leagues this year.
Right.
Was held at the Prefontaine
Stadium.
Track.
Yeah.
And stadium. But Sandy, I remember you quite well. You used to be one of the premier high jumpers.
Don't tell the world.
The Bahamas had a lot of spring.
Shut your mouth. You have to have Ali to tell you about.
Ali is gone. Yeah, I did a little thing back in the day.
Yeah, you did the Western Cut Off or the Eastern Roll.
The Western Roll.
Western Roll.
Yeah, that was what it was before the first Green Club.
Yeah, Keith Parker brought that here. When came to Government High and showed us, me and Fred Aubrey, how to do it.
How to jump,
Before we were doing scissors before that.
Right.
But,
Speaking about Keith Parker, Keith was the one that really was the coach of Timmy.
Yeah, and Timmy and I were in the same class.
Yeah, that's a talk for another discussion.
I'm sitting down with Timmy
in the next several weeks and let people know about him in track and field because the young people have no idea as to what Timmy did. The golden boy.
No,
Tommy wasn't. Tommy didn't have that name, Golden Boy.
He had the accomplishment.
Accomplishment.
Many times over.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that was a shock. The man jumped how much more than he had ever jumped before?
3 feet. 3 feet.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. There was the regular board at the stadium, and then there was Timmy's board.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because nobody else was jumping from that.
That's true.
My last year as a senior in high school, Timmy came first. I came second. I don't know where Hawk came. I don't know if Hawk...
No, there was a different meet. It was a meet that had people from Andros and various different islands.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first meet at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center.
Timmy was doing A-levels then because he would have finished in 65.
Yeah, but he had a problem with his heel.
Yeah, I'm saying.
That's how I got to beat him. But let me ask you this. Do you remember Bob, the fella at St. Cloud?
St. Cloud?
Yeah, the distance runner.
I can't remember right off, but...
Well, he had the opportunity to run in the 68 Olympics, as I could remember.
Okay.
Yeah, as I could remember.
I don't remember, but I remember the first time I saw under 3 minute mile was at the Kansas Relays.
Under four minutes.
It was Jim Ryan. I think that's one of the first races that he ran under.
He did that in Indianapolis. He was the youngest person to set that record. Youngest person.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to meet him. We were at the Drake Relays, by the way. And he was right there. And subsequently to that, I met him again at one of the USA track and field things that we go to at times, Stanley. And one thing with him, he was in Congress. And he would be there talking about his faith.
Okay.
I don't hear much about him anymore. I guess he can't be in Congress all that time. But he was there talking about his faith, and that really, really, really impressed me. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I remember, Hawk, when you used to go to those meets and come back trying to go to St. John's and miss the last bus.
That's a talk for another discussion.
And
me, Matt, and George.
yeah, and had to knock on my door on campus.
Yeah.
To spend the night?
To spend the night, sadly. And to spend the night in order to get the bus, the first bus in the morning.
But guess what? Me and Martin were Hennepin, and I forget the name of the place. But, you know, you get frostbite. I could remember getting to yard with frostbite. You don't want no frostbite.
No, you don't want that at all. I had to spend a couple of days in the infirmary my first year because I thought I was okay when it came to cold, but it wasn't. It wasn't that kind of cool I was used to.
No.
Yeah.
So we went to the... Go ahead.
Couldn't feel your ears and couldn't feel
nothing,
your nose
ears and
throat.
Everything else.
Yeah.
So I had the opportunity of going to the NAI championships. And that had all the black fellas, okay? And I got to see some of the best runners also. I mean, the fellow who won the 100 meters in at the Olympics in, remind me, Sandy.
Which one, 64?
No, 68, the 68 Olympics.
In Mexico.
Yeah. And what I'm saying is he was there and a number, well, of course, a ton of black people had to have been there. And guess what? In the triple jump, I bruised my heel. Bruised my heel. And somebody in my class, I stayed with. And his father was a doctor. And I could always remember how he handled my heel. And when I was flying, I didn't have my shoes on because it hurt so much. It hurt so
badly,
much.
Yeah.
So I know about, you know, if you have a problem like that, you have to take your time because it ain't coming back quick. Not at all.
Yeah.
So let me ask. Go ahead.
Yeah. Cortisone shots.
Yeah,
that's what they gave us when we were having those little feet problems. But boy, it was painful for a number of years. But thank goodness it's healed.
Now, what I want to ask you is tell us about how do you see the Bahamas compared to those days and now? Going forward, things have changed drastically.
In some ways, Stanley.
Yeah, in many ways.
But
it's any of that child's answer.
Yeah,
what happened was the facilities we had and the opportunities had, we were all amateurs. Those days, we did it for the fun and for the love. There was no money involved. I remember getting my first pair of Nike shoes. It was like, oh, boy, you know, the first pair of Nikes, you know, everyone was using Adidas until Nike came along. And then Nike took over the market. But we were all amateurs, and we did it for the love and for the fun. And it was a tremendous time looking forward to the next competition. And going to the next meet, it wasn't about how much we were gonna get. It was all about the love of the sport.
I think it changed in '92 after Frank won that first medal at the Olympics, and expectations went up. After that, and then Pauline and Troy came back in '95 in the World Championships, and then it was over. You know, they gave cars in '95, Mercedes, won the gold at the World Championships, and then it turned into money.
The
next time. So all that amateur stuff that all the volunteers was doing for nothing, coaches doing for nothing, became, you know, pay me now.
Went out the window.
But it improved. It improved the athletes and everything, yes, the facilities. Yes. So
let me mention this. I said Charlene Thompson is watching. We were in Gothenburg. That was your first one, Stanley?
That's my first one.
First one.
You kept asking me to go to the others, but I said...
Others, you weren't ready for that.
No, at least I weren't ready for that. Yeah.
So I put together something long in advance that if any Bahamian athlete would win a gold medal, we would give them $10,000.
He was the president of the Beach Race at the time.
Yes. At that time, yeah.
And I called Acer from London. It was me, Foster, and Boswick. And we called Acer. Acer said, where the money coming from?
Acer was the treasurer.
I say, Acer, we ain't never win a world championships. Although we won the in with Frank, so I said that we find the money. So
find the money,
we
right.
talked with the athletes and they agreed, and then when Troy was beating
Sotomayor,
I took the minister Algernon S.P.B.
Allen, and I
walked with him and told him what was going to happen. And within 10 minutes,
Pauline.
Troy won and Pauline was second. Okay? Algernon S.P.B. Allen went to the telephone and called Nassau. It was 1 o'clock that afternoon with ZNS. And he said what was going to happen. And I heard, sadly, that people said that he's a member of the cabinet. The cabinet ain't gonna have no problem. The cabinet is gonna ask him.
It's his money.
Not the cabinet. You know who the cabinet was at that time. That was Papa.
Yes.
Ask him if he's crazy. Promising all this money.
Right.
Yeah, so that was that. That
was incentive.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that was incentive.
But sadly, when we were walking at into the hotel that they stayed at, he said, it's going to be athletics in Atlanta.
Yeah. Right.
And the athletics in Atlanta gave us the opportunity to put something together with regards to what we wanted to do. And finally, the person who was in charge of the permanent secretary, forget his name now. He's still around. He gave us the information. Hey, that's what's going to happen. That's
Creswell?
No. Okay. Fellow goes to Saint Agnes. I'm trying to remember his name now. But they're Saxon areas.
Okay.
You know the Saxons. You know that's what we're talking about. But it made a significant difference, and it started also, if you win something, then you get a certain amount of money. And that's ancient history now compared to where we were. But how do you see what we are doing now in sports in the Bahamas? Forget if they train in the United States or whatever it is, but where we are now.
Well, I think we've got quite a bit of athletes that's out there in the universities that's working out with proper facilities, that's amateurs that's going to continue the trend and the tradition that's been put in front. The foundation has been laid. And the marks are out there for them to reach. And I always remember a saying that Bonaventure and I from St. Augustine's had, when we were graduating, we said we didn't know where the next athletes were going to come from. And he said, don't worry, they're there. They will arise to the occasion. and they most certainly have.
Yes. Bonaventure, one of a kind.
Yep, one of a kind.
Barbara Richardson is watching. Said, good night, Mr. Finlayson. And as I say, there are more than 4,000 people on the show, but you could only see this many right here now.
Track and field in particular needs more structure. Anybody can open up a club. Anyone can get a whistle and a clipboard and call themselves a coach. Some people even send their children to these people not knowing who they are, what they can do, and then someone says, yeah, they're okay. But there's no structure. We've been doing a roller coaster thing with track and field for 50 years. We have two now on the world scene, couple right under, Shawnee and Stevie. We're relying on them, but it's just them.
Yeah.
And Donald has won a medal in 2007 and still jumping. Mm-hmm. We can't expect anything out of him. So we need high performance. We need dedicated paid coaches. We need to structure track and field. And when I use track and field, I mean all the sports. This thing ain't really working. If you see the work that's been put into Shawnee from she was 16 to now, with parental help, with university help, then being bought out by Nike, her scholarship at school to make sure she didn't burn herself out, having to run, do all these things for school. That's how we ain't getting no, like Jamaica's exploded all over the place with talent and being trained and coached and everything.
And they have a meeting, not cutting your family, they have a meeting in Jamaica called Champs.
Yeah, we know Champs.
We know Champs.
Champs is the feet of, I mean, they...
But
you,
to the pen relays.
To work Champs up.
To the pen relays.
But, yeah, but guess what? That's what I keep basing my argument on. You can't be great in track and field with clubs. And country's clubs is an elite thing. Champs produces the athletes that go on for Jamaica. NC2As, NAIA, and 1 and 2 all produce the athletes for America. England has its own special thing where they have an academy where you could get anything from orange juice to psychological, you know, help if you need it. But we here just depending on Joe Blow, and we don't know who these people are, and they can't produce anything, but they call themselves coaches.
Coaches, yeah.
Our coaches in the United States coaching U.S. children.
That's correct.
I could name 10 right off my head, but we won't bring them home, put them in our schools, give them the proper, remuneration for what they do, and they, you know. So we ain't going nowhere. If Shawnee stopped today, where are we going? Stevie, say forget it. Where are we going?
Another side is the world relays that we had in
that. Don't get me started. That hawk allowed to put me out. We don't need no world relays. What we need is to fix the track in Moores Island that we promised about two administrations ago. Fix the track in Exuma where children running on tar. How you expect to get children to the world relays if they don't have the facilities to train to get even up here? So then Long Island, you're running on. Man, come on. The world relays was a $6 million throwaway. But anyhow, this whole show, so don't let me get excited.
I've been given the message, listening to my brother, Charlie Moss. This is his brother, Ambry.
Very good.
So I gave the message. I gave the message.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to say is that, you know, now they have had an advisory body for track and field. Neville Wisdom named me the head of the advisory body,
and they operate since then.
No, but what I'm saying is, we talk about it.
So the new Minister of Youth Sports and Culture says that we should be, you know, looking at advisory bodies. So with that with that in mind, I would hope that, you know, everything goes well with that particular part of it.
And we'll get it back on track.
To get it back on track, you know.
Yeah.
But when he came in, he indicated that that's what he wanted. Not just with track and field, with culture and all of that.
And, well, you know, Neville used to be a Minnesota man.
Mankato, yeah, Mankato. Yes, yeah. Mankato.
Yeah. What that mean? Yeah. That well, I sound so proud. He didn't go to SAG, though.
No. But he ended up.
Very good, but I.
Helping. Yeah, he ended up helping a lot, especially with
He gave us everything we have from Frank and Pauline. Frank, too?
He gave us Pauline.
I'm Frank. Yeah.
So he wasn't an athlete, but he was.
And LDs, and he gave us the 4x1 team.
That's correct. Yeah.
So, but you know.
So on advice, so he should be on the advisory committee too. So that would be a great thing.
Yeah, very important. Good. Very important.
Good.
But everybody has to play their role and know what to do.
Well, we got some young athletes coming up. We got a couple from Grand Bahama in the basketball, male and female. We got one in the NFL. And, you know, and the facilities that they operate on from there were small with nothing. Just judge if we had the right facilities.
Yeah, we have three in the NBA.
Yeah, three in the NBA. Yeah.
But you can't do it like that, though.
No, it's a hit and miss.
Yeah, you can't hit and miss. Got to be structured. Have to have levels, and you have to know where you are. And even who heads the organizations that run, I mean, the people who run these organizations. Heard them arguing the other day in the paper about no one letting so many people know who was going to a boxing thing.
Without a uniform.
No. I'm talking about something that just happened out in Turkey or somewhere. Then you read the next day in the paper, the fella came out in the first round. He was eliminated. What you taking him there for? Experience? That's too high a level for him. Anyhow, one day when the moon comes up, we'll get it right. But right now.
Well, we got Hawk on the advisory committee.
So well, Hawk, on what's advisory committee?
Hawk can advise our aunt what to do, talking about advisory committee.
Okay, Sandy, okay.
he could have won one time ago. One time a minister was sending him and Brent Stubbs say to the islands to go look at talent. I said they wouldn't know talent if it showed right up in their face. This Hawk show. Sorry.
Sandy, let me tell you this.
Tell me.
We went to Marsh Harbor. We went to the length and breadth of Abaco. And guess what? We had the opportunity, we asked them to send us a plane to go to where the young man, the coach, but he was not there. We took off in the plane, went straight to the meeting, and came back from the meeting and went straight on to the plane. But I am saying is that this we're talking about Moores Island, and then the next week we went to Acklands and Crooked Island, and we had. Several people from the Acklands School came to Nassau for the Nationals, and they won medals. The point is that
talent is all across the country, and you need to have the ability to get them to Nassau. And that's basically what I'm talking about. And finally, I want to say that the Olympic sprinter, Alex Quinones, was fatally shot. Now, he is from Ecuador. Fatally shot now. And he was the 200-meter bronze person in Doha. And then the lady who ran in Germany, the 10 meters just for women, her husband, the Kenyan, shot her. And they're dealing with that right now. But I pray that everything works, and I'm talking about birthdays and all of that kind of thing. And thank you ever so much. And we will have Chanel Ferguson on the show next week. Thanks again, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Charlie, good talking to you, man.
Yes, family, always good. All the best.
Okay.
Good talking.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh, that's a break.
This is a break.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Stanley.
Hawk.
We talked about, there was somebody who was involved with Mike, and he had something on. I was able to listen to it, and they were talking to Mike about the things that we're able to do in the Bahamas and some other things we should be able to do.
This was a show?
This was a show.
I know some Jamaican guy interviewed him the other day.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was talking about what we needed to do, and we said, well, you know, we all know that, but it has to happen. You can't just talk about it. It has to happen. I sent it to somebody like Laverne. Laverne's feeling is that she would like to come home, and she wanted to come home a long time, but, you know, it never happened.
To do what?
To be a coach. To be a coach in the...
In the system.
Yeah, but to go throughout the islands.
Does she have any coaching experience? I don't like people who think they can coach because they were good at what they do. The best tennis player in the world was coached by somebody, the golfer. Everybody, track and field, Bolt is coached by Harrier. Elaine is coached by somebody. She ain't no coach, and she can't go be no coach. She only know what they taught her for her.
Would you wish to speak to her?
No, I mean, you and I have done 100 interviews with 100 different people. I didn't mean like that.
Stanley,
Stanley.
Oh, speak to
give,
who?
Give the person the
I was in Knockin' on Lawn. She's one of my favorite people. I love her. But I'm just saying, I hear too much of it. And people coming about they're going to coach.
Ollie, we have somebody on the line. Good evening, and how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Speak a little loud and tell us who you are, because Stanley Mitchell wants to know.
Stanley Mitchell, this is Ambry Moss, Charles Moss, brother Ambry.
Hey, Ambry, how you doing?
Very, very well. I just wanted to say congratulations to you, Hawk, and to Charles for doing well in track and field. That's
ancient history, but go ahead.
Just wanted to call just to say congratulations. That's all. I really don't want to go too far into it, but congratulations to you guys. You guys did well in your time, and you know, I guess the ones that are coming up, and you know, we'll appreciate what you did in your time.
Okay.
Thank you ever so much.
Have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Stanley, you and I have a little thing going on, and...
We do?
Yeah, we have a little thing going on.
I didn't know that, but yeah. Tell me.
Whenever I travel, you could travel. So...
Oh, you mean that kind of thing?
We're looking at, and time flies, you know?
Yeah, I just had to put in some stuff for going to Junior Pan Ams and Cali Columbia at the end of November.
Yeah, I would have wanted to do that, but I don't know how that...
That's a tricky one.
I could hardly go from my house to Eugene, Oregon.
World Championships. You haven't missed one since none.
I haven't missed any.
Yeah.
The only person who matches me is Barry Farrington. He never misses a Wimbledon.
Okay.
Not at all. So what do you see a year from now for the Bahamas? Any difference? Anybody will come through?
Not that I see on the horizon, not that quick. Mm-hmm. Stevie and Shawnee, like I said, going to carry it for a while. Mind you, I haven't been that close lately because of COVID and stuff. I know there's a young javelin male thrower that's throwing the hell out of the javelin, and a couple other people, the Charlton girl and the 100 hurdles and Padira Seymour, they're holding their own, but, you know, time is going, but we're not going to get the future this way, and that's my problem.
How do we get the future?
We get it structured. We get coaching. We get everything that an athlete... You know how England does it? What do they call it? London? Whatever. Yeah. They have everything, and you come into a camp.
A camp, yes.
You live there. You train there. You school there. You get everything that these athletes are now paying for themselves. Mm-hmm. And you get talent that comes in when you spot it and you bring them in there and they get the best. And if they don't make it there, like they say, they ain't going to make it. You can't make it. You can make it anywhere. Mm-hmm. But you get that chance. Other than that, I got to send you to Steve Francis or somebody. I hope you get in a system where you go to Lanny or Norbert or Henry or one of them in the States that's going to look at you, you know, and help you make it through. But, you know, the government, which we don't have any money, got to put some kind of tax for it. We are 2% from Batelco and the thing that we were supposed to get. What's a national lottery for sports? Why are we resisting all these things and, you know, giving 5 men all the money in the world? It don't make no sense. And then, you know, like I used to say back in the day, and I guess I could still say today, the majority of the people who own businesses that have that kind of money are of another hue. So we're not going to get that rolling, and the couple that of our hue that have it do help as much as they can. But that's not enough, or they're not even being told what's really needed. So it's come down to the beach race. Oh, I can depend on the government for that. Yeah. There's no fundraisers. There's no banquets. I say BJ was the best president, but you was the president that did the most. People don't understand that, but they know all what you did. But they don't do that anymore.
I hear you.
Where are we going? We're going down.
But let me say this.
Gus, then BJ, yeah. Then Hawk, and it was building. It was building. You sit on one plane coming from London, from Gothenburg, talking about now you could quit. I said, boy, if you don't get back on that B3As, I'll slap you. You couldn't leave then. Yeah. We wouldn't have had no 96, and that was 95. But, you know.
So Stanley.
It's all shattered now.
Yeah. No, but what I am saying is that Britain has a particular thing.
And it's funded.
And it's funded, okay?
Yeah, it's funded.
We could do the same thing. Different people. I don't know exactly what Canada does.
Yeah, but, same kind of thing.
The same kind of thing. And we're talking about money. Money is money.
But the money's out there.
It's out. That's what I'm
Life
saying. It's there.
Key, Old Fort Bay, Albany. You want me to keep coming around to the point? Okay. Now the new fella up by San, Goodman's Bay, Billin Wynn.
Yeah.
Billin. If he billing $350 million, they can't
just
say heads of
just
agreement.
A little bit, yes.
No, I'm saying
bit, yeah.
Just a little bit towards, you know, my people. I need a million or two on the table.
Unless
I don't care
unless
about us,
I
man.
Forget, our good friend has a birthday.
Who's our good friend?
Curry.
Oh yeah. The gun.
The gun.
21 Gun.
Has a birthday.
The voice QC.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Charles' sister-in-law. Charlie's sister-in-law.
Who we just talked to. Which side?
Her husband was in charge of ZNS and BPL. They're Boswicks. She's married to you know who I'm talking about.
I lost, but it'll come to me.
Yeah, well, anyhow, her birthday. Willie Morse.
Oh,
yeah, Willie Morse.
You mean Henry's wife?
Wife, yeah.
Little
yeah.
sister.
Little sister.
Yeah.
Compared to her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I got it.
That is
I
something
get
else.
It. Yeah.
What's his name? Freddie Munnings. His birthday, celebrating 100th birthday of Freddie Munnings.
Senior.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Sherman Stewart and Corrine LaVille. Good night, Alpheus. Heard you talked about thing, and we talked about Jerry.
Harper.
Jerry Harper.
That's, I forgot Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry Harper just passed, and you know he was very good in track and field. Moved to and
he
basketball.
He was better in basketball.
Yeah, better in basketball. But he was the one who took them to the Penn Relays. The first time they went to the Penn Relays, and you know he was here at the last Carifta.
Yeah.
Oh man, and it was something else. Our friend who did the results. He always called him
Cleon.
Yeah, Cleon's he's a whatever it is, a
but
creature.
He and Sandy fell in love with Jerry.
With Jerry. And that's the last time we saw Jerry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
forget I was down there in 19, was the last Carifta in Cayman.
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Down there.
Yes. So those were the people. Basically, everybody with all their birthdays, and I really appreciate the people who are listening.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you ever so much. And as I said, we will have Chanel on the show next week. Thank you.
Tweety bird.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Okay.